Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Henry. Henry writes from San Diego, California. And Henry writes, I'm selling my property. The buyer just did an inspection, and I got the inspection report with a ton of items they want me to repair. What should I do? Well, that's a great question, Henry. You know, real estate negotiations don't necessarily end when you sign a purchase contract. So most real estate contracts have what's called an inspection clause, which allows the buyer to pay someone to do a home inspection, just to test the home for soundness. And when they get that inspection, they can make requests for repairs that they want you to do, and that's what you received. Thing is, here's where the risk and the opportunity exist. You're not obligated to make any of those repairs as the seller. However, if you don't make those repairs, in most cases, the buyer can extricate themselves from the contract and walk away. So the issue really is how badly you want or need to sell your property, and whether you think that you can get another buyer at the same or a higher price. And remember that every day that you own a property, if it's not generating income, and I'm assuming that maybe you don't have a tenant, if it's not generating income, every day you own it, it's costing you money because you're paying property taxes, you're paying utilities and other holding costs. But if you get a buyer at a higher price, that may offset those additional expenses and you may make more money. In most cases, for residential property, I normally suggest that because you get the most action in the first 30 days that the property's on the market, if you get a contract, it's usually best to work out something with the buyer to either address some or all of their repair requests or offer them some kind of credit. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like a game of chicken. You don't have to do any repairs and they can get out of the contract. So really, what it ultimately boils down to is how much of a hardship it would be for you as a seller to lose that buyer. So thanks for your question, Henry. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.